mercy, and peace be unto you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you, Father, because your love and your mercy, it's new to us every morning, and we sure do appreciate that. We thank you, Father, for the new year. We thank you, Father, that you have prepared good works in advance for us to do. You've not only prepared them, you've provided everything that we need for them. Father, one thing we could all use a little bit more of is wisdom. And so, Father, I pray, Father, that you would captivate our hearts and our minds. Because each one of us needs to get a little smarter, and we need to get the wisdom from you. And so, Father, I pray that you would work by the power of your Holy Spirit, through the power of your word, through the power of communion, that you would give us your wisdom. Make it practical for us, Father. Help us to see how this gift of faith, the gift of your grace, applies in our lives. That we would be blessed, that our marriages would be blessed, that our families would be blessed, that the things that we put our hands to would be blessed. Father, that in all of this, that you would be glorified, that your Son would be lifted up, and that many would come to know him as Lord and Savior. Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name, according to your will and for your glory. And all of God's children, we all say, Amen. Guys, it's great to be in worship with you this morning. I tell you, it's great to see this many people in first service. I think I've been here a little over 3 years now. I think for a regular Sunday, this has got to be like the best attendance for first service I've seen. So let's give God a praise clap. This is awesome. Love it. So here's our sermon text. 1 Kings chapter 3, 10 to 13 says, "And God said to him," that's to Solomon, remember this is in his dream, "God said to Solomon, because you have asked for this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days." So our sermon title for this first Sunday of the new year is, "Could You Use a Little Wisdom?" I think if we're all honest, we'd all say, yeah, I could use more than a little, probably. You know, I was reminded this past week of a story I heard not that long ago about a little girl who went with her dad to get an ice cream. The ice cream truck driven through the neighborhood, and the little girl heard the bell, and apparently dad did not teach his daughter that when the ice cream truck plays that music, that really what that means is that the ice cream truck is out of ice cream. that was a joke, guys. No, so the little girl hears the music and gets dad and says, "Let's go get an ice cream." So they go out to the ice cream truck, and the little girl orders her ice cream cone with a scoop of ice cream, and she's just so happy. She's just smiling from ear to ear. And life just can't be any better. It's a nice sunny day, and she's just as happy as can be. But then in her joy, she drops the ice cream. And the ice cream cone, the ice cream scoop hits the sidewalk. And you know, there's no 5-second rule when it comes to ice cream, right? Unlike other food. And so she becomes very sad, and she becomes despondent. Her dad sees this. And so her dad says to the man in the truck, I'd like another ice cream. And this time, put two scoops on top. So the man does that. Dad pays for it. Takes the ice cream cone with two scoops on top and gives it to his little girl. And she's just as happy as can be. Brothers and sisters in Christ, listen to me, please. Your Father in heaven desires to well provide for you. And not only does he desire to well provide for you, what he gives you is more than what you ask for, more than what you even need, know that you need to ask for. The Bible tells us that if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask his Father in heaven. And his Father will give him wisdom abundantly. But when you ask, you must do so without fear and without doubt. And so, what I want to encourage you to do this morning as you hear from God's word is just to be very practical with it. To think about in your life, where do you need wisdom? And to turn and to trust in God. You know, there are many people who've been Christians their entire lives that don't think of this sort of practical aspect of their relationship with God. That they would turn to God and that they would ask God for wisdom in how to do something in their life. And I want to encourage you to think about that today as we look at Solomon. I want us to begin by looking and listening to these words. And if you have your worship folder open, I really want to encourage you, open up your worship folder. Get out a pen or pencil, because I'm going to share with you from God's word, and I really think he wants to speak to you this morning. The first passage we're going to look at is 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. And what I mean by your worship folder, there's a spot in there for discipleship notes. Let me read this for us. It says, "And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child." And just for your notes, when Solomon had this dream, he was probably about 20 years old. I don't know how many of you remember what it's like to be 20. I don't know how many of you are close to 20 in age right now. But as a 20-year-old, Solomon was king of God's chosen people. He had an amazing responsibility in front of him. To put it in context, his father David was 30 years old when he became king of Israel. We continue with the scripture. "Although I am but a little child," Solomon says, "therefore give your servant an understanding mind to govern your heart, that I may discern between good and evil." When I look at this text, there's three things that I see in Solomon that I think really are important for us to remember today, to take note of. The first thing is this: Solomon was honest. You need to write that word down. He was honest. He was honest with himself, right? I mean, Solomon grew up in the palace. He grew up in the upper crust of that society. He grew up in a culture where the other families around him were all super achievers. They were leaders of that nation. He grew up around other children that were mentored and were tutored and were probably smarter than him. And as a young 20-year-old, looked around, he saw people that had way more influence, that had way more respect. And he had to be smart enough to know, by watching palace intrigue, that there were a lot of people who he really couldn't trust. And so Solomon, first of all, is honest. He's honest with himself. And he recognizes that he does not have what it takes. And that brings us to the second thing that I see about Solomon. Not only was Solomon honest, but Solomon was humble. You need to write that down. He was humble. It takes humility. It takes humility to say, "God, I'm not doing a great job as a wife. Help me to be a better wife. God, I'm not doing a great job as a father. Help me to be a better father." God, I'm struggling with this class I'm taking. And I've got a test coming up. I need wisdom for this. I'm not getting it. It takes humility to not only to go to God, but to go to those around you and to ask for help. It takes humility to go to a coworker and say, you know, I'm just not succeeding at this task that the boss has for me. Could you help me with this? It takes humility to do what Solomon did. It began with honesty. It went further because he was humble. But finally, I think most importantly, the thing that I see in Solomon is that he was hopeful. He was hopeful. He honestly hoped in his heart that God would give him wisdom. And I just got to say, I don't know that we always have that hope within our hearts. I really don't. I think there's a lot of times that we call ourselves Christians, but the idea of going to God and hoping that he could give us wisdom that we don't have, I don't think a lot of us have that hope. We certainly don't have it enough of the time. And I sincerely pray God's best for you in this new year. And I absolutely believe that you need his wisdom to achieve his best. And so it takes honesty, it takes humility, and it takes hopefulness. And we need to remember, right? I mean, Solomon, he references his father David in this dream. And I want you to think about that for a second, because Solomon, better than anybody else maybe, knew about his father's faults and failures and foibles. He knew about Bathsheba, and he knew about all these things that are recorded in Scripture, and even more that are not recorded in Scripture. He'd seen his father fail and fall in sin. But he'd also seen this about his earthly father. He'd also seen that his earthly father was willing to humble himself, was willing to confess his sin, and ask for forgiveness. And he had seen God restore his father and lift his father up. And so because of what Solomon had seen in his father's life, he was hopeful. And you know what really strikes me about this? I mean, when you stop and think about it. Solomon, when he wakes up, God's told him, right? It's a dream. Remember last week we talked about dreams? It's a dream. Solomon has this dream. And God in this dream tells him he's going to be wiser than anybody else. But you know what kind of strikes me about this when you think about it? When Solomon woke up, did he have a diploma in his hand? When you graduate from college, you get that thing, that special hat, and it's got that flat piece of something, cardboard on top of it, and it's got that little thing that hangs down, right? And when you graduate, then you take it and you lift it over, right? When Solomon woke up that morning, did he wake up in bed with one of those hats on his head, with a little tassel? When he woke up, did he have a graduation gown on? I mean, something, right? To show that he was now so super smart. Did he have an ACT score? You know, congratulations, Solomon, you have scored such and such on the ACT or the SAT. No, he didn't have any of that. He didn't have any of that. But you know what he did have? He had faith. And he believed what God told him in this dream. And then Solomon got up, and he acted on that faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you think that you could use a little wisdom from God, then what I want to encourage you to do is be prepared to not just listen, but to act upon what God gives you to do. Amen? Wait a minute. We can do better than that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's look at verses 12 and 13. Look at God's response to Solomon's request. It's so beautiful. God says, "Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind." And I love this next part. God goes on and says to Solomon, I give you also what you have not asked for, both riches and honor. God's grace is shown in that he literally gives what we have not asked for. Right? It's God who comes to us when we are lost and dead in our trespasses. It's God who gives to us the gift of faith. It's God who draws near to us when we have nothing in our hearts but to run further and further away from him. That's why it's called grace. It wouldn't be grace if we had to take the initiative. It's grace because God gives to us what we don't even know that we need to ask for. Can we give God a praise clap for that this morning? Amen. And not only does God give us what we don't ask for, God gives us what no earthly person can give us. God gives us forgiveness of sins. Nobody on this earth can do that for us. God gives us eternal life. No medicine by man has ever been invented that can give to us eternal life. God gives it to us freely through his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God gives to us sonship, adoption. He calls us daughters and sons of his. We are adopted into his family. God gives to us what nobody else is able to do. And how does God do this? Listen to these words. It says in the reading from Luke for today, it says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. How does this happen? How did that happen for Jesus? If you notice carefully at the beginning of the gospel reading, it said what? That Jesus was full of wisdom. And then at the end of the reading, it says he increased in wisdom. And so how did Jesus increase in wisdom and stature and in favor before God and man? Very simply, Jesus grew according to his human nature. He's true God and he's true man. And that's what that first verse shows, and that's what that last verse shows. That he is full God, so he's full of wisdom, but he's also true man, so he's going to grow in wisdom and in favor and in stature. You see it bookend the reading for today. Isn't that just a beautiful thing? Isn't there just a great lesson in that? And so how does Jesus grow then? It's according to his human nature. And how did that happen? Jesus had great parents. Mary and Joseph were wonderful parents. Not perfect, but they were great parents. And they made sure that Jesus was fed, that Jesus had a wonderful house to live in. And look at what our Heavenly Father has done for us. He's given us this house to live in. And he gives us the Lord's Supper to feed us. But not only the Lord's Supper to feed us, he gives us the word to feed us. The prophet Isaiah said that the word of God was on my lips and it tasted like what? Like honey. That's exactly right. God feeds us. He nourishes us. He cares for us. And he makes his love known to us so that we would desire more and more and more to turn and trust in him and ask him for wisdom. Because, brothers and sisters in Christ, you need his wisdom, and I need his wisdom. And we need to take this scripture to heart today. We have a wonderful mission statement as a church, that we're going to glorify God by spreading the gospel. Through doing a couple of things. Remember what those are? Through our preaching, through our teaching, and through living our daily life. That's exactly right. You can't get more into living your daily life than asking God for wisdom in it. Amen? Amen. I want to close with this verse. 1 Kings chapter 3, 13. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor. And then here's what I want to pick up on. So that no other king shall compare with you all your days. You know, brothers and sisters, some people say that you can be too smart for your own good. That wasn't Solomon's problem. Solomon's problem wasn't that he was too smart for his own good. Solomon's problem is that he forgot to go where to get his smartness from. He started out with all this wisdom, but somewhere along the way, he thought, no, he could do it on his own. And as you know from reading Scripture, Solomon didn't end up in a good place. By the end of his life, Solomon was going to false worship. Solomon was going to people who talked with the dead. Solomon was not turning to the one true God for wisdom anymore. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's important for us to take this lesson to heart every day of our lives, not just when we're young, but when we're older too. It's great to begin the race, but it's even better to finish the race. And Scripture says that he who began this good work within you will see it to completion in the day of the Lord. So be of good cheer. Jesus is at work. The Holy Spirit's at work to help you in this race. God wanted Solomon to know that he was the one who had blessed him. And so he gave him more than just wisdom. He gave him honor and he gave riches. But God didn't want just Solomon to know this. God wanted the world to know this. And so he said, I'm going to give you more than what any other ruler has. And God wants you today to have this wisdom and honor and riches so that you will know and that the world will know. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to encourage you in 2020 to be honest, to be humble, and to be hopeful, and to turn to God for your wisdom.